In CI News this week, the government finally publishes guidance which better safeguards gender-questioning pupils in England. The Institute warns that a new definition of Islamophobia could undermine free speech, and calls to scrap the historic practice of parliamentary prayers are rejected. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 11th of July. I'm Jenny Olsen. The Westminster government has finally published safeguarding guidance protecting gender-questioning children in schools in England. Following a year in limbo, the 2025 version of Keeping Children Safe in Education has been issued and no longer says any of its contents remains under review. From September, schools and colleges across England must have regard to the guidance, which highlights the CAS Review's recommendations on social transitioning. The guidance advises that caution is necessary for children questioning their gender, as there remain many unknowns about the impact of social transition and children may well have wider vulnerabilities. The Institute's head of education, John Denning, said that despite remaining flaws, the guidance is a welcome development against transgender ideology in schools.
What we really need is to get these progressive improvements in the way these things are handled. And I think this guidance, though it's not perfect, is a massive step in the right direction. I think it will really do what it should be doing, which is to safeguard children while they're in school.
The Christian Institute has warned the government that defining Islamophobia could undermine healthy debate and democratic discussion. Labour's current definition claims Islamophobia is a type of racism that targets expressions of Muslimness or perceived Muslimness. Responding to a call for evidence, the Institute emphasised that laws already protect people of all faiths and none from discrimination, hatred and violence. The new term risks confusing criticism of Islam as a religion, a democratic right, with hostility to Muslims as people. A member of an organisation that has signed up to this kind of definition could be disciplined for Islamophobia if they criticise mandatory female head coverings or suggest that UK law is preferable to Sharia law. Parents in Great Britain who lose a baby before the abortion limit will be eligible for bereavement leave under new proposals. The government plans to amend the Employment Rights Bill to provide at least 1 week of unpaid leave, with details to be finalised following consultation. Currently, parents who have a miscarriage can only take 2 weeks bereavement leave if the baby dies after the 24-week abortion limit. Mylene Klass, who was awarded an MBE for raising awareness of miscarriages, told the BBC the plans are a step forward in acknowledging the impact on families.
You're not ill, you've lost a child. That's a death in the family, so it's only right that this is recognised. It's a taboo. Nobody wants to talk about dead babies, but you have to actually say it as it is. To lose a child, it's harrowing, it's traumatic.
And finally, the leader of the House of Commons has refused to scrap parliamentary prayers. Humanists UK claims the time of prayer is discriminatory because it allows MPs to reserve seats. But Lucy Powell emphasised that Parliament remains attached to the Church of England and that committee members can reserve a seat without attending the voluntary prayers. The Christian Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, welcomed the government's rejection of activist demands. Whether Humanists UK admits it or not, parliamentary prayers are part of the Christian heritage of our country. These complaints, which are disguised as democratic concerns, are really another attempt to drive Christianity out of public life. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.